Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Very proud to announce a new partnership between KISW Rock Girls and Mary's Place. Mary's Place providing safe, inclusive shelter and services for women, children, and family in the Pacific Northwest. You know what it's like outside, especially since the North End is going to continue to get snow. I mean, yeah. We got the rain, so things should get slushy and eventually melty, but still snowy up there. Who wants to be outside in any of this? Mary's Place is awesome for making sure kids do have a place to go. You want to donate, you want to get more info, go to KISW.com or visit marysplaceseattle.org.
Let's play
get some tacos. Tacos are tasty. You know what? Actually, people still have snow out there. I want to see some snow tacos.
Yeah.
It sounds like an Urban Dictionary thing.
No. It's just like a snowman. But
oh, I thought that was what they called the ladies in Alaska.
They do now.
Wow.
But if, yeah, make a snow taco. I want to see it. Take a picture.
Snow taco?
Yeah.
How do you even do that?
You take the snow and you mold it to look like a taco.
I think you need to set the standard and do it first.
Oh, I have a lot of snow at home. Maybe I will do that.
Yeah, sure you will.
Yeah, I don't know if I really want to go out there.
Yeah,
I saw some awesome snowmen on online. There was somebody out there down in Tacoma made a Rainier can.
That was awesome.
That was amazing. Yeah. So there's some ingenious, intuitive, inventive people out there.
I have no idea if those words really apply, but good job.
Yeah. Go make some weird snowmen. All right, let's get to our contestant. We got Jake in Ording to take on Steve. Jake, are you there?
I'm here.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Well, first I'm showing BJ that Rainier snowman.
Looks good. Isn't it cool?
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah. Really well done.
Yeah.
What would you call it? Ingenious?
Ingenious and intuitive. A couple other words I forgot.
Intuitive.
Yeah.
I never knew that a snow can of Rainier would be intuitive.
I used the wrong word, all right? Creative.
Creative.
Smart.
That's
cool.
You're just
artsy.
You're just genius is what you are.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
Jake is playing for an intuitive prize. That Shinedown tickets over at Showware Center on July 26th. You go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at ShowwareCenter.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. All right. For those playing at home, Jake will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jake, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What garden vegetable was known for years as a green Italian squash?
Pimento.
No.
Oh, zucchini.
Yes. Who played Rose on The Golden Girls?
White.
Yes.
White.
Yes. What organ in the human body produces insulin?
Pancreas.
Yes. One of NWA's biggest hits was Straight Out of Where?
Compton.
Yes. During what war was the TV show MASH set?
Well, Korean War.
Yes. What is the capital of Iraq?
Baghdad.
Yes. What well-known duo explored the Pacific Northwest during the early 1800s?
Lewis and Clark.
Yes. In the Hunger Games, what weapon was Katniss known for?
A bow.
Yes. What three-letter term is the carrier of genetic information?
DNA.
Yes. Glasgow is a city in which European country?
Scotland.
Yes, and Jake gets a perfect hand.
Aye, he did.
Yeah,
he had the power, Captain.
because of Scotland. Yeah, there you go. I was just like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, yeah, you're paying attention to the questions and reacting to them appropriately.
I'm being intuitive is what I'm doing.
All right. Yeah. You say one word wrong once, and they never let you forget about it.
Oh, if that was the only time you ever said a word wrong.
Yeah, I know. I wish. It's just the most recent one. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What garden vegetable was known for years as the green Italian squash?
Eggplant.
No.
Green Italian squash.
Zucchini.
Yes.
Good job.
Who played Rose on The Golden Girls?
Oh. Estelle Getty.
No.
Betty White.
Yes.
Becky White.
What organ in the human body produces insulin?
The liver.
No.
The pancreas.
Yes. One of NWA's biggest hits was Straight Outta Where?
Compton.
Yes. During what war was the TV show MASH set?
Vietnam War.
No.
World War II.
No.
What was the question?
During what war was the
World War One?
No.
What is the
capital of Iraq?
Huh. Korean War.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, then, but, yes, yeah, that is correct.
No, it's too late.
Too many guesses.
I just wanted to finish on a high note.
No.
Iran?
No. Wow.
Baghdad?
No. Yes. What well-known duo explored the Pacific Northwest during the early 1800s?
Oh, crap. Starsky and Hutch?
No.
Yes. They did. And the fire engine red Gran Torino all the way across the Oregon Trail.
They did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You lose, Steve, because, Jake got a perfect 10.
Good job, Jakey.
Yeah, so
Why was I stressing?
There was no chance.
None.
Congratulations, Jake. Hang on the line, buddy.
All right, Jake.
Good talk.
Good talk.
I'm glad Jake is here to help us out with all of that.
He was just so excited. He was dancing or something.
Hey, Steve, I got something for you.
There you go. Yeah, buddy. Starsky and Hutch might have been the best answer ever to
Lewis
a question.
And Clark.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it was Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, I would contend, though, that Starsky and Hutch would have done just as fine of a job.
I'm pretty sure they would have gotten there a lot faster in their car. Yeah. Congratulations to Jake on beating Steve.
I'm looking at Danny and Vicky, and they go, who and who? We don't know these people.
What? They did a remake of the movie.
Yeah.
Nobody watched
Owen Wilson in it?
And Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys care, though? I don't think anybody saw it.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that show was so awesome back in the day.
Oh, it sure was.
Ah, it was so good.
I think I remember the... I think that was the theme.
I had the Matchbox car that was the Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, yeah, the Torino.
Yeah.
The Gran Torino was awesome.
And just when they slid over the hood.
Oh, yeah. Paul Michael Glazer, man. He was the guy. Had the big afro. He was looking good. Hey, since we're talking TV shows, and I have to...
That wasn't an afro. It was more like a perm, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, he permed it, no doubt. Okay. Everybody wanted to have the afros back then.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I still do, but I don't have any hair.
No. I have to say, I got to give a shout-out, dude. I just finished up season 2 of The Punisher. I have to tell you, I think that has to be one of the best shows ever made for television.
Really?
It is so good. And especially the way it portrays the military. I don't know. I've never been in the military. We have a lot of folks around here. I would love to know if you want to email me, bj@kisw.com, or if you just want to go on Facebook and make a comment about it. I would love to know what people feel about the portrayal, if they feel like they do it justice of just, you know, what some people go through in the military, because that's what the show is all about. And the protagonist and antagonist were both military brothers, and the traumas of war, no doubt about it, and the BS that goes on in the world, and just horrific things. I just feel like it's realistic. I feel like you could see somebody just, you know, having this stuff happen in their life and taking the road they take and trying to make sense of it all.
I only watched, I think, the first 2 episodes, and it just kind of fell off our radar. I need to get back and finish watching The Punisher.
And season 2.
I keep hearing incredible things about season 1, and then even better things about season 2.
Yeah, very rarely does a second season be better than a first season or a sequel of anything, but season 2, I think, was better than season 1, and season 1 was great.
Wow.
Yeah, just finished it last night, man. Oh, God, and like, I was so sad, like, I want more. I think it's 13 a season.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got a little time. You got a little bit, but a lot of people are staying home from work. I got some friends that go, well, work's been canceled. So it's like, oh,
so
man.
It's binge time.
I would be binging too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Got a new survey. By the way, it's on Netflix. A new survey had people rank their favorite places to eat when they've got a nasty hangover.
Ooh.
And I'm wondering, how about you guys? Let's see where they are on the list. Like, if you got a nasty hangover, I've got like a nasty cold hangover. I don't know. I've got a sinus things, but I feel like I have a hangover.
I don't typically get many hangovers anymore because I'm not really doing a lot of boozing. But back when I lived in Seattle and I would just booze a lot, the Mecca was the ultimate place in Queen Anne for me to go to when I had a hangover because they had the greasiest fries and the greasiest food. And it was just, and also there was alcohol. So hair of the dog. so the Mecca was that or Best Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Beth was, actually, that was more of a, I'm still wasted. Yeah. I want some eggs and hash
That's
brown.
Like a 3 a.m. sort of party place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For me, it's if it's local, Dick's Burgers.
Yep.
Just like wake up at 11 and just get over there, a big bag, and you just eat it over the course of the day until your hangover's over.
Yeah, you guys are picking some really good, you're picking some good local joints.
I think anywhere that has French fries.
Yeah.
Honestly, like even after this weekend when we went to Portland, myself and Munson and J-Mac, my buddies, and we just got destroyed on Saturday night and on Sunday before we hit the road. It was like, let's swing by McCormick and Schmick's because it was right by the hotel. And once I saw hamburger, I'm like, that's what I want, French fries.
I didn't know they have a hamburger and French fries at McCormick and Schmick's.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Wow.
That was the closest place. I'm like, oh, this is kind of a more spendy type place for a breakfast or a lunch. It's more lunchtime. We left at noon. But man, yeah, their burgers are great.
Really?
Really good.
I'm going to have to check them. I mean, there's one in Bellevue Square. I had no idea.
Yeah, dude. The burgers are phenomenal.
Yeah, well, Lincoln Square, actually, but in that area.
My go-to has always been Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Number three on the list.
In the morning?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still drunk. Can we go to Taco Bell?
Sure. Yeah, totally.
But I'll get a 10-pack of tacos and a cantina burrito. Oh, so good. Nice.
Damn. So a lot of people are texting, pho, best hangover food for me. I just don't like pho. Yeah. Hot take. It's a waste of time, and it doesn't fill me up.
You hate soup.
I didn't realize pho was a hangover cure, though. I mean, I would never have turned to pho. What makes it a hangover cure, I wonder.
I mean, I always love eating it. It's a comfort food when I'm sick.
So it
sits well in the stomach. It doesn't upset it.
That makes sense.
It's fluid, you're getting liquid in there.
Waste of money.
Oh, it's delicious. You put
it's
all the
overrated.
Sauce in it.
Oh, yeah.
You're overrated.
My wife.
I don't disagree with that.
My wife has been on a Korean food kick. And so there's a Korean town down in Orange County. And so every time I visit her, she's like, I brought us some soup. And I always go, I don't want it. I don't like this kind of food. And then when I'm eating it, I'm like, it's the tastiest thing in the world. It's the weirdest thing. My brain says, I don't want pho or pho-like food. And yet every time I have it, I love it. I don't know why I can't get my brain to realize I like it.
Well, yaki. Teriyaki.
Yaki?
Yaki. The yaki.
I always like the yaki.
The yaki's always good when you're hungover.
Yaki's good.
The smell alone makes me happy.
True.
Once I smell teriyaki, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
See, I used to have Domino's just delivered to my house, and I had the same order, and I'd just be hungover early pizza. And just set the thing, like, please deliver in an hour when I'm ready to eat, and it just feed me the entire day.
Yeah, I just, you know, every place has its local spot. Unfortunately, like Steve now, when I got here, I really wasn't like drinking much anymore. So I didn't have to need that. But back in my days in Rochester, the famous place was Nick Tahoe's and they had the garbage plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just, a greasy mess of awesomeness, including macaroni salad.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah. Which they'd throw on there.
And I think beans. Greasy and deep fried. That's the way to go.
There were beans. They call them hots. So we could get some hot dogs in there. Beans, hot dogs, macaroni salad, and then hash, not hash browns, but the other cubed potatoes, whatever you call those.
Oh. O'Brien's.
Yeah, just potatoes.
Yeah.
Potatoes O'Brien.
Chunky potatoes.
Yeah. Chunky potatoes.
Yeah. Like breakfast, but breakfast style potatoes.
Yeah, O'Brien potatoes.
Oh, is that what they call them?
Well, yeah. O'Brien has like all the little bits and stuff in them, too. Like the
bell peppers.
Yeah,
onions.
Yeah.
Well, who's this Brian guy? Why is he eating potatoes?
It's O'Brien.
O'Brien. Get O'Brien.
He's an Irishman.
Oh, or someone's just so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, O'Brien.
Yeah. I made it weird.
Waffle House got a number one. We don't even have a Waffle House around here, and it's the number one thing around the country.
I have a place called Pancake House right in Puyallup that's really good.
Oh, yeah.
They got great blueberry pancakes.
Yeah.
I've never ate at a Waffle House.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But you know what? But we
I want to go with Kid Rock.
Steve is right, though. I mean, I've been to a Waffle House when I lived in other places, but you know, your place probably it doesn't beat it. Pancake Chef down by SeaTac Airport is great. Pancake Corral in Bellevue. So this, we got plenty of local places that would beat a Waffle House anyway.
A lot of people are texting, did you hear that Best is up for sale? The property is being sold, but I've heard that they're going to keep it, which I don't ever believe those statements. You know what I mean? Because I would imagine that the rent's going to be jacked up. And man, I was thinking about that, I think yesterday or the day before when I saw the story, and I'm just like, not to sound like that old curmudgeon Seattleite, which I always used to make fun of when I moved here. People were just like, oh, this is not the Seattle I remember. But now I've become the, this is not the Seattle that I remember. If we lose Best, man, that's going to suck.
I know. I feel the same way when I drive by the shanty. The building is just all, it's just all broken down. And it really sucks because it's like, oh, man, the shanty was here for years.
Yeah, right. That's a really good hangover is Locomocos with the gravy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just getting hungry right now thinking about it.
I know.
Yeah, more and more people around here are starting to serve them. I mean, the board game place, my buddies up at Zulu's, of all places, have that for breakfast. You want to go there and play games? I'm like, I love this idea. Locomoco, yes.
That's right. I got to go to our friend Steven. That always, he wants to come by with Locomocos again.
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah.
Gomes.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
All right.
How about today?
Well, you got 5 minutes.
All right, BJ.
Yeah. IHOP was at number two. Denny's, of course, is always a classic.
Yeah.
That came in at number four.
What about Sherry's?
You know, it's I got to be thinking it's just because of locations. Like, there's just not a lot of Sherry's everywhere like there are Denny's and Waffle House.
Sherry's is more Pacific. Oh, not even Pacific Northwest, but just West.
Yeah, and even still, it's a great idea because you can also get a piece of pie.
Well, I like to get Sherry's for dinner and Denny's for breakfast because you get the pie for dinner.
And what do you do for lunch?
Either or.
Yeah. Okay. So he says, I always go with Jack in the Box. Eight breakfast Jacks.
Yeah.
What?
What?
And some seasoned curlies. Works every time.
How hungover are you?
Damn, that's
eight
a lot of absorption.
Jacks?
That's a lot of absorption
I'm
right
so
there.
I'm so jealous.
Me too. Oh, man, that's nirvana.
I go with that ultimate breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, Jack came in at number 10.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you also got to throw in a couple of tacos. I mean, come on. They're only like a dollar.
Two for a dollar.
Yeah.
See, that's the great thing about Jack's. It is just they're a Jack of everything. You can get whatever you want at any time.
So it's a Steve, you have to hit the buttered biscuit in Sumner. I've heard about that place. I do need to hit it.
Yeah. I know, man. I think somebody brought that up to us yesterday. Mm-hmm.
There's a place in Tacoma called Dirty Oscar's Annex. Which
I've been there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The biscuits and gravy are insanely good.
They were on, I think they might have been either on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah.
Okay, they were on
Yeah, they were on Triple D. They have the Guy Fieri stamp.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just on the wall.
Well, we got to throw Vula's out there.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. Vula's is amazing as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a Chinese pancake. That'll soak up anything.
Everyone texts us, do you guys not eat breakfast before your show?
No. No, I did.
It doesn't matter. I'm always hungry.
Yeah. I haven't had breakfast yet. Joey D's apparently hasn't gone down, and so I am really hungry.
Son of a bitch.
Come on, Joey. Kind of kid are you?
Upstate says you got to go breakfast at Sherry's. They got the stuffed hash browns with cheese, sour cream, and bacon inside. Yes, that is my go-to.
Yeah, that's right.
Every time I go to Sherry's.
Yeah, stuffed hash
browns. The stuffed hash browns are next level.
I get the hash brown omelet at the Pancake Corral in Bellevue, which is good.
Sorry, had a moment.
That's a consecutive.
So think of the omelet. And instead of stuffing the hash browns, they stuff the omelet with hash browns. Oh, it's so good.
Luna Park in West Seattle has a pileup, and it's just pretty much everything, breakfast food you can imagine, put on a plate covered with, like, chili. Oh, it's so good.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm telling you why. We should just do a tour of all of our favorite joints. I'll take you to the Pancake Corral. Danny, you can take me to that joint. We'll go down to the Butter Biscuit by Steve.
Yep.
Let's do
it all in one day.
Yes.
Ooh, we got to go North Strawberry Patch.
Ooh, see, all right.
It's legit.
You think Hair Club will give us a day off each week so we can make these trips?
I think it's fair.
Yeah.
We can probably get our buddies Lion Pride with their party bus, and they can party bus us everywhere. That way we don't have to worry about driving.
Oh, the breakfast bus.
Yeah, we can just nap in between each place.
We would need to.
Oh, that would be so awesome. What if we could do the show from the breakfast bus? That way Hair Club would be happy.
The breakfast bus.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Lion Pride Party Buses.
Yeah.
It sells itself, man.
Honestly. I think this is a genius idea.
I know Levi would be in.
Yeah.
He'll take us everywhere.
I feel like if I hit the lottery, I would then come back and do this show and not care what anybody said and go, I don't care. We're going to do it on the breakfast bus. What are you going to do?
The amount of food talk we have on this show, that should just be every day. We don't even broadcast from a studio. We're just going to breakfast places.
Yeah. All right.
That's a great idea.
I see no problem with this.
Yeah, there's none.
Yeah, I might want to start investing in some bigger pants if we're going to do this.
Yeah,
I might need to go get my old extra large shirts back from Goodwill.
I'd actually have to go to a gym, I think, is what I'd have to do. Here's a question. Why would a basketball announcer intentionally eat a lit candle during the Huskies game over the weekend? I'm going to tell you why. It's 717. on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. NBA legend Bill Walton was calling the Huskies Arizona State game on Saturday night, and his co-host dared him to eat a birthday cupcake, lit candle and all. And Bill Walton's like, okay.
Happy birthday. What's your name now, in there?
Take a bite out of it while it's lit.
While it's lit.
Say, oh, I'm kidding.
How about the face plan here? The face plan here.
I can't believe.
Wow. Yeah, he just shoves the thing in his mouth, too. Like, just straight in. And
oy, oy, oy.
Bill Walton's crazy.
Yeah, he's a bit crazy.
Yeah. I love that BuzzFeed a few years ago did an article about 13 reasons why Bill Walton is the craziest announcer alive. And I think that they could put that in. Now they have 14 reasons.
That's the 14th reason. Yeah, yep. he just swallows that whole thing, candle and all, lit candle and all. Damn, dude. That is a very bizarre and strange thing to do.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
By the way, we lost that game, so yep. I think we have to stop him from swallowing candles while the Huskies are playing.
It's clearly his fault.
Yeah, it's definitely his fault. Yeah, Bill Walton dared to eat a birthday cupcake, lit candle and all, did it. Based on this, we want to know, what is the strangest thing that you have done, and all because someone asked you to do it? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What's the strangest thing that you've done because someone asked you to do it? Your calls, your texts, after Alien Ant Farm, on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings, on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So NBA legend Bill Walton was dared to eat a birthday cupcake during the Huskies game, and he did that, lit candle and all. So because of this, we're like, okay, that's really bizarre. How about you? What is the strangest thing you have done, all because someone asked you to do it? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
One texter says, I once snowboarded behind a car during a bad snowstorm because somebody asked me to do it. Oh, yeah, see, I've done that when I was a kid, and that's not a good idea.
It's the Back to the Future move.
Yeah. Right.
It's super cool, but I would never do it.
Rev, you're absolutely right. A lot of us would like, oh, that's cool. We saw Michael J. Fox do it a skillion years ago, and no, it's not good to do.
No, we did it in junior high school. That was our thing. Because it was just our school was close to our homes, but it was still a bus ride to get there. So we would skitch, as they called it. And you would have a skateboard without any wheels on it. And if it was icy or snowy out, you would just kind of hold on to the bumper of the bus and just kind of go.
Oh, man.
It was a terrible idea.
You weren't influenced by the movie? You guys just did this?
I don't think we were influenced by the movie at all. No,
yeah.
I think it was just something we did. Yeah, I mean, I can't remember junior high. I don't remember when the hell did Back to the Future, was it 80s? Yeah.
84 or 85, I think 85.
Yeah.
This math is not good. It's too early for me to try and figure out when junior high school was, but it was around that time. So maybe it was. It wasn't what influenced me. Yeah. My friends are what influenced
me. I never heard of called skitching, so I think you guys probably just did it, and maybe the movie copied the skitching.
Yeah, it could have been just a thing.
Yeah. Damn, dude, that's just nuts.
So he says, when I was drunk, my buddies came up to me with a frog and said, eat this. I looked at him and said, okay.
Oh.
And then more people started coming up with frogs and asked me to eat it, so I ate four frogs from Jaden.
Oh, God.
Another person says, when I was in my early 20s, after a moderately heavy night of consuming alcoholic beverages, I was there to pee on an electric fence. Once done, the end of my unit swelled up massively. I don't recommend doing it.
Don't whiz on the electric fence.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. See, yeah. I've done a lot of strange things for this show.
Yeah, you have.
But I think by and large the strangest was when we made Hot Kyle lick chocolate off of my back. That was probably the creepiest, most invasive thing we've ever done.
Well, how else are we supposed to celebrate National Chocolate
Day?
Oh.
And I don't know. And granted, definitely it's bad for you, Rev, but I think it had to be worse for him.
You know what?
Of course.
And you know what? Actually, no, that's not even the worst. I think the worst was when we had Hot Kyle stick his tongue in my belly button.
Yes, I was going to say that.
Like, I just remembered
what
that
was
one.
Wrong with us?
It was like 30 seconds or a minute he had to keep it in there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that's really what got him the job.
There's a picture somewhere.
He would do stuff like that, and it's like, we got to hire this guy because anything crazy, he'll do it.
I've never had a belly button or a tongue in my belly button before or after.
Oh, you won't do it again?
No. Damn. Ugh. And Hot Kyle's got a brewery now, doesn't he?
Yeah, down in Tacoma.
Fleet.
Yeah.
Black Fleet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, good for him. He always loved making beer, so I'm so happy that he got to open up his own brewery.
Well, there's a Belly Liquor Brew is the most popular beer there.
I got to have me some Belly Liquor.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK, Texas, and 77999. Oh. What is the strangest thing that you have done all because somebody asked you to do it?
Well, Vicky, I was just telling her and showing the video, and she was like, you got to use this as for today's topic. I was just showing because I thought it was funny. I kissed a dude over the weekend because somebody asked me to do it.
And he liked it.
Why? And I liked it.
Why?
It was awesome.
It was at Defy Wrestling, so there's a wrestler by the name of Ravenous Randy Myers. He's your weirdo hero, and he's kind of like, you know, he's just an awesome character, but he comes out and to Etta James At Last, that song, and then everybody, he goes around and kisses people. That's kind of part of his shtick, whether it be a wrestler or a fan. Of course, if they say no, he won't. It's not like he's forcing his lips on. It's a peck. So, of course, it's our Valentine's show. He gets on the mic and says, there's one person I've wanted to give a kiss to, a smooch to, and it's you, Steve. And I'm like, so now the whole place is going nuts, BJ, right? They're all like, yes, do it. And I'm in the ring. And of course, this is the one time I bring my two hockey buddies, Munson and J-Mac, to come see a Defy Wrestling show. So I feel my phone vibrating and I know it's them. And of course, they pull out the video and they're doing all that kind of stuff as well. And I was like, finally, like, screw it, whatever. I don't care. Sure, man, let's do it. Like, I was like, how many people love Randy Myers as much as I do? And then he turns around and he just gives me a quick peck, right? He flies off of me like a bump and the place just goes nuts. It was...
Wow.
The sweatiest
moment.
Was
it on the lips?
Oh, yeah.
Oy, oy, oy.
It was sweaty and weird and hilarious.
Yeah, you know...
Yeah, someone posted a video.
Oh, there it is.
So there he is going right in. Boom!
Oh,
and then
man.
He flies off of me.
Oh, wow. That, dude, you know what? You are surely giving up the body.
It was great because my wife's like, how was the show? And I'm like, it was great. I kissed a dude and the wrestling was fun.
Yeah.
She's like, hold on, what?
Stevie Perry.
Little Stevie Perry over here.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's a strange thing.
Yeah, I didn't get any money out of it or anything, man.
You got nothing.
Cheap date there, Steve.
206-421-ROCK.
If you've never seen Randy wrestle, the dude is awesome.
So text us at 77999. What is the strangest thing that you've had to do because someone asked you to do it?
Well, someone asked me, hey, do you want to come to a swingers party? And I said, yes, I do.
That Trump's getting kissed at a wrestling match.
Yeah, sure does.
It was one of those, like, I'm curious to see what goes on at a party. And I went along, and it was a lot of fun. And I spent half of it just chatting with people, and you forget where you are until, like, a naked person walks by.
Did they have good food?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was a potluck style, and then they have, like, a little bar area. It was great. And I ended up hanging out with a bunch of nerds, like, and we talked Captain America and Marvel movies for, like, a good hour. And then other stuff.
And then there was a good hour after that. There was a bunch of good hours after that.
Exactly. It was fun.
I'm looking at my daughter's face as you're telling that story, and she's looking, like repulsed. The woman who's Ratchet McGee over there. Really?
She's not a swinger party kind of ratchet, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Especially because I know a lot of people that go to the swingers parties, and they're not really my flavor.
Uh-huh. Well, there were quite a few older people there, but they asked me when I got there, because it was my first time, they're like, who would you like to hang out with? And I told them, someone around my age. So I got placed, like, hey, meet these people. This is so-and-so and so-and-so.
Oh,
and
so they did have a kid section.
Basically.
Yeah, it's right by the ball pit.
Right.
There you go.
So they were very accommodating, and it was very respectful and all about consent. If somebody is like, hey, may I give you a kiss? You can say yes or no, and everyone was cool, so it was a really fun experience.
So you guys talk comics.
Yes.
Engaged in swinger activities.
Yes.
Did you go back to talking comics after that? What happened after that?
I don't remember. I think I was kind of... Oh, we went to sleep.
Oh.
Yes. There's an RV.
Oh, yeah. It happened in an RV.
Well, no, it was a house, but people would bring their RVs to camp.
Oh, okay.
This sounds like the weirdest episode of Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, it sure does.
It was fun.
Yeah,
was it with Bubbles or was it with Ricky?
Yeah.
I think it was Bubbles.
Randy, as long as you bring cheeseburgers, you got Randy's heart. That's how that goes. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. What's the strangest thing you've done all because someone asked you to do it?
I see your daughter's in the room.
Yeah.
A little worried about this.
Oh, hey. Years ago, I don't know how it really got brought up, but my girlfriend and I, we were really, really good friends, and we wanted to go to the park. And so she suggested that I pretend to be a dog. So I dressed up as a dog, She had a leash and walked me in the park.
And the swingers party is the weird thing.
Yeah, well, right?
I know. Thinking back at it, you it kind of seems like really like a bondage kind of situation.
I never even knew this.
Kinda. Happened. No, but it looks like an absolute bondage kind of
totally
situation.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I had ears. I had the whole outfit. I was on all fours. We went to the dog park. I pretend I like played with the dog.
How old were you?
I want to say maybe middle school, high school area.
Okay.
So
For some reason,
that
makes it a little less weird than I thought you were going to say I was 26.
No. Yeah, this was like last weekend. Yeah, looking back on it, it's very strange.
It's still
did
strange.
Did you feed your dog treats?
I don't know. I did, we have it a bowl, though, like a dog bowl.
And you licked out of it?
Yeah, with water and...
Where the hell? Which park was this? Which dog park?
Right next to my house.
Of course. Yeah, it's got to be that
Luther
one.
Luther Burbank.
That's great. But you were in the leash area.
No, I went to the off-leash area.
But still had a leash on?
Yeah, I had going to the leash area, then she put me off leash.
That's where all the dogs are, yeah.
Played with all the dogs.
This is the weirdest
Isn't
thing.
Isn't it strange?
Do you have any idea how people looked at you when this happened?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, all the dog owners were like, you're clearly not a dog. But I was staying in character the whole time.
So you just barked at them?
Yes.
What did that sound like?
Ruff, like that.
Sounds like a cat dog.
That's such a non-believable ruff.
Yeah. Okay, I need a little practice. All right, sorry. Yeah, let's hear your ruff. Is it better?
Ruff.
Wow, that was actually kind of good.
It was better.
That was pretty good.
I forget, Steve is an animal impressionist. Yeah. You can't challenge Steve.
True, and you have Lulu, so.
I have a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Did you get paid? Was it for money or was it just for the hell of it?
No, it was just for the hell of it. She asked me to dress up like a dog, and I was like, let's do it.
You know, I liked Joey because Joey doesn't tell me anything. I think it's much better not to know what Joey's doing.
See? You always complain that Joey doesn't talk to you.
Yeah, no.
But this is the other side of it.
I talk too much.
That's a fact. Boy, that's another story I didn't know about you, dog girl.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it until today.
Now I know why the parents, though. Now I know why your friend's parents looked at me like, what are you guys doing?
Well, I don't feel nearly as weird as for kissing a sweaty wrestler in Portland.
No, not at all.
I know that sounds better, actually. Yeah. I'd rather kiss sweaty wrestlers.
There is a lot of stuff that we have to do for this fine industry.
When someone posted a review of the Defy show.
Oh, yes.
And it's like telling all the cool stuff that happened. And it goes, Migs and Randy kiss. It's my fanfic finally coming to life.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Someone's going to do a whole Twilight vampire-y thing on that one.
And then the rest of the time we're at bars in Portland and Jay or Munchel just out of blue go, you know, you kissed a deer tonight. And I'm like, thanks. I know. Yeah. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Can you give me another shot?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, man?
Anything for
entertainment. I have not once but twice, I have had my back shaved live on the radio because that's a thing you have to
do. How long did that take?
Oh, it was actually a waxing.
Oh.
Ow, that's even better.
Yeah, and it was just like,
We tried to do that to me once, and we only got my shoulder because it was going to take too long.
Yeah.
Like, literal hours.
I know. I was, because again, I thought, if we do the waxing thing again, I've done it twice, and I thought, all right, I'm going to pass this along to Rev. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just a beating. And here I am, shirtless, not exactly in the greatest shape, and then, you know, just sprawled out over something while this woman just pours stuff all over my back that makes me feel like it's, you know, wax or any hot liquid on your back. Sometimes you go, what is that? I don't think I like whatever.
Did you have Kelly Clarkson?
I guess. You have a little Kelly Clarkson.
See, I was on the opposite side of that. I had to wax a guy on my old radio station because he was trying to win tickets. It was called Harry Father for Harry Potter. And so people brought in their fathers, and I was the one that had to wax them. It was fantastic.
So did you at least get to wax normal parts? You didn't have to go, like, do Brazilians, did you?
That was back.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
It was awkward, but...
The male Brazilian, if you had to do that, Danny. All right, Danny, give him a Brazilian.
Dude, that's pretty next level if you have to do that for Harry Potter tickets.
Yeah. Well, you know, Harry was big at one point. You know what I mean? Some people would do anything to get those Harry Potter tickets. Yeah, that's just...
Somebody texted in, I snorted a line of wasabi for $50 at Tokyo Ninja by Everett Mall.
No.
Man, I instantly regretted it. Face instantly turned red. Snot flowing out of my nose.
Oh.
Throat and mouth burning. Was not worth the $50. Have a great day, liquors and whores.
Yeah. Yeah, $50 seems like a good amount of money, but for that, no. You got to get three figures for that.
I'm not going to snort anything, man, for any amount of money.
Good call. Yeah.
That's just not my thing. Yeah. I would eat wasabi. I wouldn't happily do it, but I would do that for money. Yeah. But I would never think about snorting it.
Yeah. And he said, well, it's amazing that people snort anything. That's why I could never get into Coke. It's like, that's the delivery system? I'm not going to do that.
Well, it's like, I don't know about you guys. Remember when I was a kid and you'd laugh really hard while you're drinking like a Coke or a carbonated drink? And when that goes through your nose, it's
gosh. Oh, yeah.
Ever since then, I'm like, I'm never doing anything through my nose.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. I know.
I've snorted a pixie stick for like $5 back in like middle school.
Oh, yeah.
You were a fun middle schooler.
You were a party in middle school.
It was right outside of McDonald's. Yeah. It did not.
You were like the Johnny Knoxville of Mercer Island.
Yeah. She really is. You know, she's setting fire to herself inside of a drugstore. She's just out of her mind.
That did happen. Walgreens kicked me out.
Yeah.
Banned for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know it's you. You should just walk in with a lighter and go, remember me, guys? And they'll go, oh, yeah.
I did walk in a few years later, and they remembered me and kicked me out.
Yeah, but luckily there's turnover.
Yeah, thank God. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Rose just texted in saying, I'll wax you guys. I own a spa in Tacoma. I'm known for specializing in the Brazilian.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Rose, yes. One woman spa, Tacoma. I'm not getting a Brazilian.
Oh, yeah. My God. That is such an awesome name.
I think I might have to because I tried doing a little manscaping and wrecked myself.
Jesus.
No, not down there. I mean, I decided after all these years I would try to see if I could
trim up the chest.
And I went too far, and now I just look like a little baby.
Well, it's going to grow back.
I know, but my back I didn't do.
Oh,
yeah.
Can we
see? No, you're not going to see. If I ask to see your
chest. A little bit.
If I ask to see,
Do you use a razor or did you use clippers?
I used the garden shears, you know.
Oh, okay.
The lawnmower.
I used a machete.
Nice.
No, I used the normal tool you're supposed to, but I think I shouldn't have used that whole tool, as it were.
What are we talking about again?
Well, I got a razor. I bought a razor kit. It's got all these different attachments.
Yeah. I think I used the kit.
I think I used the wrong one. Because
You didn't put an attachment on it.
No, I just, well, I didn't. I mean, this is the one if you really want to go bare skin.
Yeah.
But I thought I could. But the other stuff wasn't working. So I said, well, maybe I'll bare skin it just, but I won't put it on the bare. I tried to finagle.
Oh, you want to skim on the top.
Oh, yeah. And it. Then all of a sudden I looked like I had like X marks the spot and I was trying to figure it out. And I'm like, I'm going to have to
now
do
you're
the whole
making
thing.
Patterns. This is great.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't good. And now, and Kathy doesn't know I'm going to see her this weekend, and so it's going to. I know when I take my shirt off, she's going to be like, "What the hell happened?"
Well,
there?
Go see Rose, and she can maybe put like a heart on your back with your hair.
Oh, nice!
That's a great idea.
A lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Well, it's Valentine's. A heart. Come on.
How about both?
You can put that on the crotch.
Yeah, Vicky. Yes. Okay, first of all, it's not for you, Vicky. It's for my wife. So I'm thinking of
your wife.
Yeah. Well, I don't think.
And as far as getting that Brazilian, I'm going to have to say. Nosily.
Nope.
All right, fine. Not doing that one.
We got a popular rapper that just went on social media to thank Tom Petty for a note. Only problem is that Tom Petty died back in 2017.
Yeah.
Who did this? I'll tell you at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.